happy. Happy. Okay, it's snuggle time now. Let's all get ready to go to sleep. So we're all snuggled up in bed. Oh, that's good. Got the blanket up around your neck. Oh, that pillow looks really, really comfy. Oh, just so soft and feathery. That's great. Have a wee bit of a stretch. Make yourself as big as you can. Now, pop back to your lovely little perfect self. There you go. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you a story about a little boy. He was about the same age as you, and he had like sandy coloured hair and a piece that used to hang down over his, was always a little bit longer, and used to hang down the side of his face just above his eye. And he had two different coloured eyes. That's right. One was blue and one was green. Wow. But he used to like that because his mum had said that he had the sky in him in one eye, and he had all the trees and the earth in the other eye, and he was pretty special. And his mum said lots of kids, they only have the sky in them, or they only have the trees in them, or they only have the earth in them, but you've got it all. And Happy had this little guy who's everybody used to call him Happy because he was just always happy. He was pretty pleased about that. Well, this little guy, who, as I said, everybody used to call him Happy, he used to be just happy. Everywhere he went, he would be happy. And do you know why he was happy? Because everything he saw, he just loved. He liked everything. He would wake up in the morning and open his eyes and go, "Ah, oh, I love this room. This room is just great. I love the way everything sits, and I love the colour of the wallpaper, and I love the light, and I love the soft carpet under my feet when I get up and go across to the bathroom." And he would go into the bathroom, and he would love the bathroom. He would love all the beautiful, colourful tiles around the walls, and he would love the silvery tap, and he would love the way the water would come out of the shower and just glisten and the hissing noise it used to make. Oh, he thought it was great. And then he'd go down for breakfast, and breakfast was, well, it was always his favourite. It was Rice's. He loved Rice's. He'd sit there and he'd pour the milk on, and he'd just sit and listen to it and watch them popping, snap, crackle and pop. Oh, they were great. And the milk, and they'd all get soft and then he could slop them down. And he used to love the way that the milk used to trickle down the side of his cheek, and it used to make a little tickling feeling. He used to wipe it with his hands and lick it, and it was yummy. And he used to have toast as well, and jam. Jelly, and it was just always the best. It was yummy. Peanut butter too. He loved the crunchy bits in the peanut butter, and he used to love the way it used to stick to his mouth sometimes, and he'd have to lick it off with his tongue and run it around the mouth and clean it all up. He'd off to school, and he'd walk down the sidewalk to school. It was about three blocks, and it was always three blocks of fun. He used to love the way the sidewalk was there just for him and the other kids to walk on. And sometimes he would skip along because he loved to skip. And when he started to skip, he would find that he would just be cruising his legs. It was like he was gliding down the sidewalk. And sometimes he would even sort of hum, dum-da-dum, 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 and make up little songs like, "A pig and a frog went out for a jog on a July morning." And he would just giggle because he loved the idea of a pig going for a run. and having little sneakers on, little piggy sneakers on his feet, and a frog, sort of with his little shorts on, and well, he tried to imagine a frog jogging, but he couldn't. It would just be hopping. It would be a frog hopping down the road, up and down the sidewalk. Ah, he loved that. He loved the way ideas would pop into his head like that. And he would sit and he would just smile. And when he got to school, he loved it, seeing all his friends and hanging out with them in the schoolyard before the lesson started. And he would love to hear all the things that had happened to them during the night and what had been going on after school and what they'd had for dinner and all these exciting things that were going on. And there was often new things too. Sometimes other kids would bring a new toy to school and they would show him and he would get to play with them. He loved that. He loved playing with toys and he loved all the different colours that they were and what they were made of, and it was always just so much fun. And then into class they would go, the bell would ring. And he's always excited by this because the classrooms in the school were always lovely and big and light, and they had big, big high windows, and all this light came in, and it was like a magic sort of room where all around the walls were lots of drawings and diagrams and pictures of other places and far off like desert lands. And it was just great. And sometimes there would even be like some of the classes they had like stacks of textbooks and other books from all sorts of, all lined up along the side, all beautifully stacked and in order. And he loved that. He liked looking at them and seeing the perfect line and seeing all the, and he also liked the little differences too, because some books had little scuffy marks on the edges and it might have been a bit ripped on the outside, and he liked that too, because he reckoned each one had a story, each book had its own story of things that had happened to it, and he liked imagining. He'd go off and imagine, and he just loved thinking how the book had maybe been taken down and put in someone's bag and had rubbed up against a ruler on the way home or something like that. And he just imagined, and off he'd go. And then the class would start and he'd be there and he'd be listening. And he loved that too. He loved his teachers because they were always so much fun. And they used to sometimes have funny little examples in the class. Well, they'd bring in Or one day, Mrs. Simpson brought in her pet dog, because her pet dog could do a trick, and it was just fantastic. He loved that, and he loved listening. And whenever the teachers would ask him a question, he used to love just answering it. And he wouldn't always say, "Oh, I know the answer to that." He would quite often just, because he found he knew all the answers, because he just loved the idea of imagining these things and seeing it, and he would just sit there quietly, just with a smile on his face, because he knew it, you know. And sometimes it wouldn't he thought it wouldn't have even mattered if there was no other kids there. He would just sit there and know the answers, and even if there wasn't a teacher, because sometimes he used to, when he was walking home, for example, he used to imagine all these questions for himself. Like, for example, how many grains of sand are there on the beach down at Pegasus, where he goes at the weekend sometimes? And he would think, "Oh, that's just like that's beyond numbers." He said that. He would think to himself, and he loved that idea of being so many that you couldn't count them. But he would make up a number anyway, like wubulum septatrillion trigololob colomilli the 6,075,000 123 grains of sand on Pegasus Beach, and he would laugh and think, oh, that's fun, that's fun making up all those numbers. And then at night time, when he was at home and it was time to go to sleep, like it is now, he would lie down because he loved going to sleep. Because in his sleep, he used to do things that he couldn't do when he was awake. Like he could fly through the sky, and he used to love that. And he used to, you know, he would be, in his dreams, he could bounce from star to star, and it made him happy. He was a happy boy, and he was happy because everything he did or saw was just great, and he loved it all. So, snuggle down, and you have happy dreams, bouncing amongst the stars, and flying around.